boy.
Okay, you're...
Melissa Adsit.
Okay, and why don't you just tell me what you remember?
My experiences, we had five... Oh, no, we just... At the time, we just had, by 1944, two children.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can remember is how hard it was to get sugar, mm-hmm. to get milk, to get coffee, well, everything. And we had to have the ration stamps. And it was really something, but it, one thing about it, it was a sad time and a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what else. We weren't spotters. We weren't. John worked at Engelberg Heller in Syracuse, and it was really tough to get gas.
Yeah.
But everybody traded ration stamps, and that's about all. I can remember just how hard it was when the two babies were...
Children were very small at that
time. Yeah, one was two and one was one, and mm-hmm. then we had three others after that. But mm-hmm. but life was... Mm-hmm. We had a lot to be thankful for.
Now, do you remember the blackouts?
Oh, yes.
What did you do when the...
The siren blew and the lights went out, or we turned all the lights off, and it was really kind of a tricky mm-hmm. situation. But on D-Day, it was just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was so happy and so glad the fellas were home.
Mm-hmm.
We had two people lost their sons.
Mm-hmm.
I had three brothers in the service.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what Eleanor told. Everything was great.
Mm-hmm. What was it like with the rationing? What's an example of a typical week's worth of stuff that you had?
Well, we would get a phone call from a couple of friends that they just got coffee and mm-hmm. down at the A&P. Well, we would head right down to the A&P and we would trade ration the stamps down there for some, now like evaporated milk to use for the baby's formula. It was really, really hard, and I'd trade coffee stamps for the milk. And as for meat, we'd head right over to Bill Murray's and we'd see people over there that would give us the ration stamps to trade. That's all we did was trade them back and forth, you know.
A lot of bartering.
Oh, it was something anyway. So, mm-hmm. now ask me another question.
Okay. What do you remember about the actual D-Day? Any memories about that specific day, June 6th?
Well, I do remember that when that happened, we have a big porch, and it seemed all the neighbors were so happy to be, but what got me, there were neighbors there that their sons were in the service, they weren't home yet, you know, but we had so many things to celebrate about
mm-hmm.
with the rationing and so on. But I remember one of our very best friends was, I called him the watchtower,
mm-hmm.
that these towers that they had, you know. And really, I always think he was a farmer. And boy, every single night, I don't know how he worked on the farm, and still every night at 12 o'clock, he had to be up there on mm-hmm. 31.
Mm-hmm.
No, we weren't in on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's the same. Is that the same tower that Eleanor was talking about out on?
No, Eleanor's from Van Buren,
uh-huh.
and we're here from Lysander. And this one was up on 31. My husband says he just saw the stand there yesterday, as we went by, right across from the brewery.
Oh, okay. So there's still a remnant of.
Yeah, as you're going out 31 toward Radisson, it's up on the right. And then they said there was one up on Sorrel Hill Road, which we never saw now. Uh-huh. And I think Eleanor was talking about that one, John.
I don't know.
I don't either, but that's about all we can remember. We had sad memories and nice memories then.
Mm-hmm. Now, John, you were working at that time?
Yeah. I started in at Nestle's Chocolate in 1934, and I moved to Engelberg Holler in 1944 because I wasn't working to my highest skill.
Okay.
And in Engelberg Holler, we made a lot of tools for the war effort, tools and bomber hangers for the big tanks, and they refueled these tanks, and they went over, and that's when they were empty, they released them, ditched them. And I got quite a lot of experience in making tools.
Now, were they really geared up for that operation, for the war effort?
Oh, yes.
What kind of shifts were you working then?
I worked days. I worked 7 to 3, I think, or was it 8 to 4?
Yeah, 8 to 4.
8 to 4, I guess. Yeah, and some overtime.
Now, where was that plant located?
On West Fayette Street.
In Syracuse.
Engelberg Holler.
Okay.
And we made rice and coffee machinery. And I designed rice mills for all over the world.
Oh, okay.
And I got a rice mill in Burma. And I was responsible for every nut, bolt, screw, pulley, belt, machine, and everything else for the whole mill.
Oh, okay.
And we went in at 4 o'clock in the morning and loaded it on a boxcar. And the boxcar went right direct. It went on the ship and over to Burma.
Now, as far as the war-related things that they were making, were they doing that at the same time as they were making their other stuff, or were they focused on the
rice and coffee?
I think it was mostly the war effort.
Yeah, during this time.
Not much production on the
50 years ago.
And that's all closed down now, closed up and gone.
Do you remember anything specifically about the actual D-Day, where you were then, or?
Not particularly.
What people?
I guess we were on the front porch.
Maybe you didn't go in.
Were people, do you remember what people were talking about then, the kind of conversations that you would have?
I don't remember particularly, but.
I don't either. Darn it all, there's so many things that I wish. That's when I wish I kept a diary, but I started a diary in 67.
Now, did it seem to you that people were anxious about the invasion and what might happen?
I wish I could remember more, but I can't. I remember all the sirens and the church bells going off, and that's all I do remember.
Yeah.
Wish I could remember more. The kids will ask me those things, too. Well, I think that's all I know.
Yeah.
We know.
And you already said your two small children were...
Yeah, they were babies.
Time.
Yeah, yeah.
At that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just avoided the draft because I was just old enough and working, and as I say, I moved to this Engelberg Holler to advance the war effort. But I had a brother that was in the service. He was an airplane mechanic.
And where was he?
He was in St. Louis.
Too bad that they didn't come today.
Yeah.
He could have said everything. Didn't think about that. That's it.
Okay.